USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff. Yes. Five people. Really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
British Prime Minister Theresa May in the news. She survives a no-confidence vote of her own party. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the story.
Lawmakers rejected the no-confidence motion to May's leadership 200-117. But the win by Theresa May has exposed the bitter split in her own party over Great Britain's departure from the EU. Still, there is no clue as to how May can plow a course out of the Brexit maze by improving the chances the House of Commons will approve her contentious Brexit deal. She is now calling for unity.
Following this pilot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future.
I'm John Clemens.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 70 points to close at 24,597, the NASDAQ off almost 28 points to close at 7070, and the S&P 500 down less than a point to close at 2650. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The FCC taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule. But this week, the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been a stormy week for Stormy Daniels as a judge rules she owes President Trump almost $300,000 in legal fees. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A stumbling block for adult film star Stormy Daniels as a federal judge has ordered her to pay more than $293,000 to the lawyers representing President Trump in her defamation lawsuit. The president's attorney had asked for $780,000. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, says they will appeal. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News,